Welcome to Natural Recovery from Suffering. This is Scott Killaby. I put up a good long podcast episode just recently, and guys, I had to take it down because the volume was too low. And I couldn't fix that file, so that had to go. But I'm just putting up two new podcast episodes to fill in the details of what I'm trying to put forth. And I mean it when I say it's the future of KI, because we've really discovered something that if you sit with me and you do the inquiries, it's super powerful. I wouldn't be doing all this if it wasn't. I mean, I've spent all day just wanting to express this to you, and then that file didn't work, and so I'm just doing this again to give you the basic rundown, and then I'm going to elaborate on it in the fall. But I wanted to give you a really simple example that you can take home with you when it comes to this new facet of KI, how unmet needs become unconscious demands, but how we can bring that into inquiry and actually see how we're creating suffering and end it. Let me give you an example. If I need love, we all do, that comes from the fact that something is missing in us. We're often told in spirituality that, well, you're looking outside of yourself, but nothing is missing. It defies our experience because something is missing. And it's the emotions that we've buried that create that sense of lack and that something is missing and produce these stories and these feelings of I'm unlovable, there's something missing or wrong with me. But that keeps us safe from feeling and expressing the buried emotions. It gets us love and approval. We are driven by the need for love and approval. These are unmet needs from childhood, coming from the fact that a fundamental need didn't get met, which is the fundamental need is to know what we are, the awakeness, the present awareness, and to allow all of our experience. That's the fundamental need. It's not just I'm awareness or there's awareness here, but to then allow it all. That need wasn't met. We were kids, for any of us. Then we all developed these other needs like I need love, I need approval, I need safety, I need attention, because we have to now look outside of ourselves to know whether we're okay, what we are, all that. When we go in, we need to go to the buried emotions that create those false identities and those unmet needs. If we mull around in the voices in the mind or the different stuff there, or we just rest as awareness, we don't get to the generator of all the suffering, the buried emotions. That gets us on an avoidant spiritual path. So the three signs of an avoidant spiritual path are disconnection, coming from these buried emotions. You could call it separation, and all the suffering that comes with that. And then number two, you'll see that you're looking for a solution to that suffering. But then because you find a mistress instead, you get number three, which is repeat the whole thing. Stay on the avoidant path. Perhaps keep seeking or keep suffering, keep avoiding, sabotaging, all that. Now, how do we end that unless we make conscious the conditioning that's driving it? Because every path or person or thing that we find to try to alleviate the suffering will be chosen from the unconscious need for safety and love. There's your sabotage again. Hear that again. So the unconscious need for safety and love, which is connected to buried emotions, is what's driving the disconnection in our lives and separation. It's what's choosing the path or practice or person or fantasy that helps us avoid the buried emotions. So that person, that thing that we choose to alleviate our suffering, ends up being a mistress, which means it doesn't get to the buried emotions. It doesn't end the suffering. We go to number three. The suffering continues. Once you see that in your life, you become really earnest and discerning about what you're choosing. This is one of the big things I saw about KI is I start to be aware of going to the doctor and how that was a mistress. I'm not saying don't go to the doctor, because I had to. But the doctor wasn't getting me to the buried emotions. So I was staying safe. I don't know how much love I was getting. But that's kind of like it is on a spiritual path. You go to someone who doesn't get to the buried emotions. You think they're going to alleviate the suffering. They become a mistress. You don't alleviate the suffering. The show goes on. What I've been talking about on these last few podcasts, I'll just tell you this. If you want to get started on this path, you just come to the work with us. There are links in the description here. But if you're not quite ready, go listen to the Avoidance Guide to Authentic Spirituality on this podcast, and that'll get you started with some exercises that start to show you this, that we're driven by the need for safety and love. That's a takeaway. When that's happening, we're on an avoidant path. We're living an avoidant life. We have to. It's about survival. But when we're on a path for spirituality, we want to end the suffering. And if we don't see what's going on, we won't end the suffering. It's not just about knowing what emotions that we buried. Those are the drivers. But they create these needs because this fundamental need wasn't met. This is why this has to remain a non-dual modality, a spiritual modality, because it helps those who are seeking what they are and who can't embody that or discover that, because there are kind of two components of it that are just one. The awareness plus allowing all experience. When we were kids, we couldn't allow it all. Remember, we had to bury some, and then false identities and needs come up. We have to go to the buried stuff. It's that simple. And we are refusing, denying, avoiding, and dismissing anything that gets us to the buried stuff. That's the avoidant spiritual path. So I want to talk about dismissing. It's a different flavor of a word that points to how we do this. So, for example, we have needs that we dismiss, our own needs. We may have a need for safety, love, approval, but we dismiss that. We may not know that we have them. If we're in a relationship, we may disconnect from our bodies, our needs, and from the other person or people. For survival, there we go to alleviate the suffering. Right? But we didn't express the needs in the relationship either, right? We may not know that we have them, and then we go to the next place. We still have those same needs, the same buried emotions. Once you understand that, you don't go to anything to end suffering except for the buried emotions that create it. Unless the picker is the buried emotions. And that's the issue, isn't it? The buried emotions are choosing how to alleviate the suffering, and therefore the buried emotions always choose a mistress. Now, what that means for KI is that you can use KI as a mistress if you're not careful. Just use it as it was developed, even if you have to come to a session or mentorship, because it's worth it to get to the root of suffering. This isn't just conceptual. Don't fall for that. This is a map that leads to practice and to skillful, mature practice that can end suffering. But don't treat it like a mistress. And otherwise, it just becomes, you know, that's why I'm mapping this out, because people have come and gone and they don't realize they treated it that way. And that's unfortunate, because they may still be suffering. You have to be careful of the non-dual teachings, as I've said, because if they don't get to the buried emotions, they are a mistress. Anything can be. Now, when we talk about unmet needs, all I'm doing is setting the course for this fall for you guys to hear this and let it really be grokked. And this, to me, is really, this is a love for me, really, to share this. It's been so profoundly transformative for me. From the inside out. That's what it is. It's the inside out. So hard to describe. But if you take all these things into consideration, you totally catch yourself in the avoidant path. You see what you're doing. You see that the needs are driving you. You see that you don't express them. You see that you create your own suffering that way. And you keep trying to get them met in other people and things, and you do the same thing. See, if you don't know you're doing it, you keep doing it. If you rest as awareness, you don't see any of this. It's driving you from the unconscious level. That's a big part of this. The meditations, the mindfulness, none of it can show you. Because it doesn't arise to awareness, so these things become mistresses. If you want to be free, go back to your relationship where the disconnection is and the separation. Back to people, and you'll discover why you left. The buried emotions. That's why you disconnected. That's why I'm saying spirituality to me is a trauma response. It's a duality. It's like saying we can go outside of the place where our suffering is generated to end the suffering. That's avoidance, actually. So we have to come back into our lives where we never left, bring the right tools there, get to the buried emotions and the suffering. And along the way, we're going to have many mistresses. Along with KI, you're going to go over here to this meditation and forget that the picker is repression. And you'll probably bypass and then come back. Or you might find something else that works with repression. But you're seeking safety and love until you're not anymore. So what we ask you is to just make KI a companion so that wherever you go, you have it, even if you get into a new relationship. See, if you don't get a handle on this, it runs your life. If you have KI, you become conscious of it. Pick a new relationship. There you go. Turning that into a mistress. Don't have to be authentic with that person. Doesn't get to the buried emotions. Neither does a fantasy. Neither does a practice. Neither does this therapy. Neither does this 12-step program get to the buried emotions. See that? We're doing this to ourselves until we make the unconscious conscious. That's the future of KI, to see that we're doing it to ourselves. It may be somewhat foggy now, but I'm going to give you exercises and inquiries that will show it to you. It'll show you something like this. You believe you're unlovable. There's a sense of deficiency. It comes from buried emotions. You'll be convinced it doesn't, because the buried emotions are trying to convince you of that, so you'll stay safe and continue to believe you're unlovable. And then you'll look outside yourself to people and practices and teachings or whatever else to find that which is missing. But it's the buried emotions that are missing. So whenever you pick something, the buried emotions will pick the person, the path, or the practice to keep you safe and get you love. But it won't work, because you still have the need for safety and love. It wasn't touched by any of that. See that? And so you'll go back to your relationships and you'll feel unlovable. And then you'll want to find a mistress. But it won't work. Because the sense of unlovability is not even because you're missing love, unless you just say you're missing yourself. Because you are that. It's that you're missing the buried emotions. And so you can't be your authentic self. You don't have all of your parts online. So you've gone looking for them. When you fall in love, you fall in love with your shadows coming from buried emotions. You like the teachers who were peaceful if you're an anger repressor, perhaps. Buried emotions are driving it all. Shadows. The future of KI will be this, and I'll let you go here. It'll be when people come to us and they say, this is my suffering. And we discover that they believe there's something wrong with them. That they're not good enough. They're a victim, something. And we want to take them from that consciousness to seeing that they create that. for safety and to get love. But they have to see it themselves. Making the unconscious conscious, they see it. When it comes into awareness, those stories go away. That's what we do here. That's it. It's a process they have to learn to do. But what the future of KI is to meet people where they're at and whatever pace they need, show them how they're creating their own suffering. It's as simple as, like, they say, my partner made me feel this way. We say, how do you feel about yourself? And people will inevitably say some version of deficiency, which is, I'm not good enough. There's something wrong with me. I'm unlovable. That's the deficiency of the buried emotions. They will resist and probably go other places and want to as we invite them to the buried emotions, but we'll just sit here steadfast in our conviction that the buried emotions are driving that. And when they're ready, they'll go to the buried emotions and that will go away. But in the meantime, they will probably be convinced, you'll be convinced, that you're really supposed to focus just on the feeling of being unlovable or something like that, or processing that, and will keep saying, no, back up, because you walked into the room. You walked into the relationship. You walked into the teaching, to the path, to every place with a need for love. But were you conscious of it? If a being walks into a situation with a need for love, that being already believes that they're unlovable. That need comes from the buried emotions. There's no way that that being will ever find that love outside of him or herself, because it's the buried emotions. And it's not even the identity that I'm unlovable that keeps that being safe from knowing it's the buried emotions. It's only when that person is willing to go where the buried emotions are, to feel what doesn't feel safe, but to do it safely. That's what we do here, safely. To make that conscious, then they know themselves as love. Until then, they'll keep thinking, I'm unlovable, but they want it that way. You want it that way from the unconscious level, see? If you focus there, you'll forget that you have a need for love and it's going everywhere you're going. And until you get to that level of consciousness where the buried emotions are, that's going to be with you. And even like me, this is my warning to everyone. As a spiritual teacher, as an adult teacher, I got to a place where it was just basically presence and chronic pain and not even a story of deficiency anymore. No identity type consciousness that I was really aware of, except for like a trigger now and then. And it was, I'm unlovable. But it doesn't matter. Buried emotions are buried emotions. I still got cancer, spinal stenosis, and addiction. These stories that we have about ourselves, I'm not good enough, they're protecting us. If we process those, they might go away or get quieter, or the pain gets relieved some. But it's the buried emotions. And it's the need for love and safety that we need to focus on. That's the future of KI, and even though that's always been KI, the difference is we can trace back your steps for you. We really can. Like if you say, I'm not good enough, we'll say, I mean, of course you feel that way. Because you had to develop, like we did when we were kids, like you couldn't be your authentic self. You had to bury parts of yourself. You had to feel deficient and then be something opposite of what you buried. So that not good enough is the opposite of what you really are. It might not look like buried emotions, but if you focus on the sense of deficiency and lack, not the story. See, because the story comes in a million different variations. I'm a victim. I'm unlovable. I'm disrespected. I'm this. I'm ugly. I'm disgusting. I'm endlessly. But the feeling of lack and separation is something that we all share. That feeling, that's the emotional repression. That feeling that something is missing, you can trust that something is missing. Bring that into awareness. And that feels like I need something. Right? Otherwise, you wouldn't be on a path, or you would be settled in your being and living the life that you want. No, if you're not settled in your being, living the life that you want, having the relationships that you want, there's probably some, these needs are being carried around. And I'll tell you how practical KI is going to get, is that in your relationships, it's going to be so relational more and more in the future. Like, again, you're going to be convinced that your partner is the reason for your suffering, because it keeps us safe to do that. You're going to be convinced that the sense that I'm not good enough perhaps isn't related to buried hurt or whatever, anger. See, because that's your job, is to be convinced so you can stay safe and get love. But what we're going to do is introduce these exercises and inquiries that show you how it's all the buried emotions, and that you're supposed to be bamboozled by these stories. See, the mind gives you a million variations, but the body just feels separate, contracted, a sense of lack, something is missing. Trust that, see? The mind, it seeks safety. It gives you stories. The body, it leads you to bury conditioning if you're skillful. And I'll just leave you with this. KI, to me, meets the fundamental need. Scott Killeby's teaching, and frankly a lot of the other teachings, did not meet the fundamental need. People kept suffering, stayed in an avoidant spiritual path, because we didn't know how to get to the buried emotions. I didn't know I had them. KI fixes that problem, because as soon as you start, you not only do we focus on, okay, there's this awareness, there's the foundation of your experience, but here's the allowing of all your experience, which is you have to go to the buried emotions for it all to be allowed, because, again, the buried emotions are buried, they can't be allowed, but they create what is being allowed. The safer stuff is coming from the buried emotions. Everything that we experience is coming from the buried emotions. So as we allow everything, we're allowing only the safer stuff. We're still just staying safe and getting love when we just allow everything. And it's regulating to the system, which keeps it safe. We are bamboozling ourselves. This is why so many people are not really free. Free, 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 free. Like, when we say authentic love, like really knowing what that is, knowing yourself, it's energetic, it's relational. Because if you're still suffering, then you don't know yourself. Feeling emotion, not a problem. It's the fear of those things. It's not knowing yourself, being afraid of yourself. Not other people. Not even really losing other people. It's about not being able to feel and express what would you'd have to feel if that happened. And if you can truly allow your experience, then you don't suffer if that happens. No matter what you feel. What I love about that is the fundamental need being met, even if we meet it at age 50 like I did, or 49, finally getting to the buried emotions. It's like being a child again. I told Chester the other day, it's like, he pointed out something that I was doing that I shouldn't do. And I was like, you know, I'm just growing up. So that's, you know, something I needed to learn when I was 10 years old. Having that kind of attitude, well, how could you have any other attitude when you feel so light that you really feel like you get a new lease on life? You get to finally be yourself. But then being yourself, you get to continue learning and discovering all the things about yourself you didn't know. It's so weird. The discovery doesn't end. At the same time, there's freedom. Is that what life was supposed to be about? That there's freedom already, but we get to go discover and create and live? But how do you do that when you're on an avoidant spiritual path with unmet needs that we ignore and don't express, and then expect to end the suffering? I hope this helps. If it's confusing or you got resistance to it, join the club. You know, that's the seeking of safety. will help you with that. Our nervous system seeks safety in every moment. When I first tried to develop this work, or before I did, I got triggered when somebody suggested to me that I was on an avoidant spiritual path. They didn't use those words, but I knew what they meant, and I was. So no matter how you respond to us, or if you hate us or love us, it's all down to, are you on this kind of a path, and do you want to keep listening, because we have a way out. Thank you for listening, and check out the description for the links.